Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, July 29th, and I'm reading from the New International Version and the New Living Translation for the book of Ezekiel. Today we start a new book. We start the book of Romans. And as always, I commend to you the Bible Project video. It's actually two videos on the book of Romans. The video reminds us that the letter to Romans was written by Paul to the church in Rome, but that sometime after the church made up of Jews and non-Jewish believers, sometime after they started, one of the emperors made all of the Jewish people leave Rome for about 5 years. And so when they came back 5 years later, when they were allowed to return, the Roman church had changed. It had become more Gentile in its approach. And so the Roman church is divided. And Paul is writing to the Roman church to ask them to become united so that the gospel can go forward. He wants to take the gospel all the way to Spain. And so there are four movements in the book of Romans. And the first part, chapters 1-4, is talking about the gospel and how it reveals God's righteousness. And so with that, we'll start with Romans Chapter 1. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, regarding his son, who as to his earthly life was a descendant of David, and who through the Spirit of holiness was appointed the Son of God in power, by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him we received grace and apostleship to call all the Gentiles to the obedience that comes from faith for his name's sake. And you also are among those Gentiles who are called to belong to Christ Jesus. To all in Rome who are loved by God and called to be his holy people, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world. God, whom I serve in my spirit in preaching the gospel of his Son, is my witness how constantly I remember you in my prayers at all times. And I pray that now at last, by God's will, the way may be opened for me to come to you. I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong. That is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that I planned many times to come to you, but have been prevented from doing so until now, in order that I might have a harvest among you, just as I have had among the other Gentiles. I am obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish. That is why I am so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are in Rome. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. A righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. But their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like a mortal human being and birds and animals and reptiles. Therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshiped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lust. Even their women exchanged natural sexual relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed shameful acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their error. Furthermore, just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, so God gave them over to a depraved mind, so that they do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They have no understanding, no fidelity, no love, no mercy. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. And now let's turn over to the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 72 of Solomon. Endow the king with your justice, O God, the royal son with your righteousness. May he judge your peoples in righteousness, your afflicted ones with justice. May the mountains bring prosperity to the people, the hills the fruit of righteousness. May he defend the afflicted among the people and save the children of the needy. May he crush the oppressor. May he endure as long as the sun, as long as the moon, through all generations. May he be like rain falling on a mown field, like showers watering the earth. In his days, may the righteous flourish and prosperity abound till the moon is no more. May he rule from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. May the desert tribes bow before him and his enemies lick the dust. May the kings of Tarshish and of distant shores bring tribute to him. May the kings of Sheba and Seba present him gifts. May all kings bow down to him and all nations serve him. For he will deliver the needy who cry out, the afflicted who have no one to help. He will take pity on the weak and the needy and save the needy from death. He will rescue them from oppression and violence, for precious is their blood in his sight. Long may he live. May gold from Sheba be given to him. May people ever pray for him and bless him all day long. May grain abound throughout the land. On the tops of the hills may it sway. May the crops flourish like Lebanon and thrive like the grass of the field. May his name endure forever. May it continue as long as the sun. then all nations will be blessed through him, and they will call him blessed. Praise be to the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does marvelous deeds. Praise be to his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. This concludes the prayers of David, son of Jesse. And now let's move over to the book of Ezekiel. Today we are in Ezekiel chapter 13, and the title in my Bible says, Judgment Against False Prophets. Then this message came to me from the Lord. Son of man, prophesy against the false prophets of Israel who are inventing their own prophecies. Say to them, listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. What sorrow awaits the false prophets who are following their own imaginations and have seen nothing at all. O people of Israel, these prophets of yours are like jackals digging in the ruins. They have done nothing to repair the breaks in the walls around the nation. They have not helped it to stand firm in battle on the day of the Lord. Instead, they have told lies and made false predictions. They say, this message is from the Lord, even though the Lord never sent them. And yet they expect him to fulfill their prophecies? Can your visions be anything but false if you claim this message is from the Lord, when I have not even spoken to you? Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Because what you say is false and your visions are a lie, I will stand against you, says the sovereign Lord. I will raise my fist against all the prophets who see false visions and make lying predictions, and they will be banished from the community of Israel. I will blot their names from Israel's record books, and they will never again set foot in their own land. Then you will know that I am the sovereign Lord. This will happen because these evil prophets deceive my people by saying, all is peaceful when there is no peace at all. It's as if the people have built a flimsy wall, and these prophets are trying to reinforce it by covering it with whitewash. Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says, I will sweep away your whitewashed wall with a storm of indignation, with a great flood of anger, and with hailstones of fury. I will break down your wall right to its foundation, and when it falls, it will crush you. Then you will know that I am the Lord. At last, my anger against the wall and those who covered it with whitewash will be satisfied. Then I will say to you, the wall and those who whitewashed it are both gone. They are lying prophets who claimed peace would come to Jerusalem when there was no peace. I, the sovereign Lord, have spoken. Now, son of man, speak out against the women who prophesy from their own imaginations. This is what the sovereign Lord says. What sorrow awaits women who are ensnaring the souls of my people, young and old alike. You tie magic charms on their wrists and furnish them with magic veils. Do you think you can trap others without bringing destruction on yourselves? You bring shame on me among my people for a few handfuls of barley or a piece of bread. By lying to my people who love to listen to lies, you kill those who should not die, and you promise life to those who should not live. This is what the sovereign Lord says, I am against all your magic charms, which you use to ensnare my people like birds. I will tear them from your arms, setting my people free like birds set free from a cage. I will tear off the magic veils and save my people from your grasp. They will no longer be your victims. Then you will know that I am the Lord. You have discouraged the righteous with your lies, but I didn't want them to be sad. You have encouraged the wicked by promising them life, even though they continue in their sins. Because of all this, you will no longer talk of seeing visions that you never saw, nor will you make predictions, for I will rescue my people from your grasp. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I'm going to pray for us, and then at the end I have a short little clip with Livvy Holt and Annabelle Avery. I just caught them in my hotel room and just wanted to ask them a few questions while we were at family camp. Thought you might enjoy it. Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Help us to see with eyes that are clear and eyes that have visions of our glorious future with you. Father, help us to be a light to those around us. Keep us pure in heart, pure in mind, pure in spirit. We love you and pray all of this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name, through whom we pray. Amen. This is Annabelle Avery and Livvy Holt and Mace Blonde, and we're talking to them about family camp. What's been the theme this week, ladies?
One God, one family of faith. And
tomorrow is going to be one mission. Oh, yes. We haven't gotten there yet.
Got it.
Okay, so you guys are learning, but you're also working. What are you doing this week?
I actually got the lucky job of watching May in Heaven, so it's been pretty fun. We've been having our own special Bible studies and everything.
Okay, Livvy, what are you doing?
I'm helping with craft, and I'm helping with May in Heaven a little bit, and just whatever else Miss Sharon needs me to do.
Awesome. What grade are you girls in?
I'll be a sophomore this year.
I'm going into 8th grade.
And what are you into?
I like track, cross country, and basketball mostly.
I do gymnastics, and I'm a pole vaulter on the track team.
Whoa. May, what do you like to do?
Do you like to draw?
Swim is fun.
The pool's closed, though.
Oh, the pool's closed. We're having fun with the microphone because we're in a weather delay. For the people who are listening, they're always interested in how they can be praying for our church. How do you think they can be praying for you guys specifically and for the youth group?
Just pray that everything we're learning here, and next week we're going to beach retreat, and just everything that we learn there, we take to heart and just grow in our faith while we're there.
Yes, we are going to the beach, and we're also cooking our own meal, so pray for that. Pray for that to work.
That'll be awesome. Well, you guys have been amazing, and I'm so glad to spend this time with you.
Yes, ma'am.